Well, they are slightly surprising because don't forget we've only just had the GDP numbers, which showed the economy barely scraping into the positive territory at all. And all of a sudden, we've got the best manufacturing figures for 15 years. Now, it's worth bearing in mind that these are quite odd figures. They reflect a change in manufacturers' outlook. And given how deep the slump was last year, to see a rebound as strong as this should be put in a bit of context. We're not suddenly the workshop of the world again. But it is a sign of how the growth is coming from the right places. And it's basically, it is the kind of export-led recovery that the government hoped for when it watched the pound sink. You know, it's one of these, one of the flip sides of having a weak sterling is that when places like Asia and indeed the US start importing again, which they are beginning to, British manufacturers are slightly better off than say some European manufacturers because we've had a currency devaluation.
And so how will this then reflect itself in other parts of the economy?
This is the curious thing. Other bits of the economy, if you look at them in isolation, don't look so bad. You know, consumer spending is relatively robust. We've been shopping our way through Christmas. Some would argue, I would argue, unsustainably, but nonetheless, it's robust. The housing market is pretty robust. Again, you know, you can say that a lot of it is just a bubble in the southeast and so forth. But and now the other piece of the big part of the British economy, manufacturing, that doesn't seem to be doing so badly. But overall, this is the confusing aspect. Overall, the GDP number is still very weak, and there's still a lot of structural flaws. So I think it's too early, and would be wrong to sort of hang out the bunting on the back of one set of numbers. But it's a reminder that all is not gloomy.
And how will it affect the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee when it discusses whether it's going to continue its programme of quantitative easing later on this week?
Yeah, we see this as another two-pipe problem. The Bank of England is definitely at some of the most interesting meetings it's going to have for a long time, because although most people are agreed it's too early to raise interest rates now, there are the beginnings of various indicators that they need to be thinking about it. You know, inflation is picking up again, the economy is back in the positive just, manufacturing is not as weak as we thought. So they'd have to now have a very fine balance about when do they start taking us off the life support machine? Do they turn the drip of quantitative easing off first? Do they sort of, you know, take a few pillows away by putting interest rates up? I mean, basically the patient is up and blinking, and we have to decide, you know, how much help it still needs.